It's Travel with Rick Steves, and we're checking in with listeners just like you at 877-333-7425. We're interested in travel reports on places that may have stoked your spirit, places you'd go back to in a heartbeat. And Evelyn's on the line in Las Vegas, Nevada. Evelyn, thanks for your call.
Hi. So, I wanted to share my experience of traveling to France. I'm originally from France, but I have not been going there for several years, and I just discovered the south of France, what we call Provence Coast, just between Marseille and Toulon. And I spent some weeks in summer and fall. They were just fantastic for swimming, snorkeling, and discovering some small fishing towns just off the shore. It doesn't have all the busy spirit and all the thing going on in Saint-Tropez or Nice, and that was just amazing. And the little place I really enjoyed was Sanary, S-A-N-R-Y, and I just discovered that they have had historical diving sites. That's where Jacques Cousteau and his colleagues starting the first scuba diving.
Sanary, S-A-N-A-R-Y.
That's correct. Just an amazing little place.
Jacques Cousteau liked that place then.
Yes, yes. And I believe his son still has a house there. And there is a little diving museum, historical diving museum, with the first equipment they used for diving. And there's just amazing little diving spots with wake ships and planes also. It's historically just amazing. There were Austrians and Germans, intellectual exiled before the war. They were escaping, Nazism in Germany, and they lived in Sanary. And also there was a little intellectual community there, which was very vibrant, and a lot of spirit is left there. It's just amazing. Just to spend some time, just to really fully enjoy the spirit, it's just a fantastic place. And the scenery and the water are just amazing.
So now this is different because most people think of the French Riviera, the Côte d'Azur, but you're saying the Provence coast, which is further west than the Côte d'Azur.
That's correct. It's between Marseille and Toulon. Okay. And that's called Provence Coast, and that's really where you have the spirit of the sea.
There's a little town called Bandol?
That's correct. It's just nearby. Sanary, Bandol, Sifour, that just little community is nearby.
Yeah. I like Bandol because of the wine. When I'm in southern France, I love Bandol.
Yeah, they do have amazing wine, Côte de Bandol. That's just some of the top. Rosé. Rosé is just fantastic.
I just get so excited when I'm in the south because I can find Bandol, but I didn't know it was also a little village worth checking out.
Definitely. Bandol and Sanary is just amazing. It's just very small. It's still very vibrant, but yet it doesn't have the hype of high touristic.
Yeah.
It's very livable even all time of the year. That was in winter, there's always something going on for locals too. So there's a community spirit and the whole, region, these little communities are just amazing.
Evelyn, I have to say, I went to Saint-Tropez in the Côte d'Azur with all the jet set and the nightlife and the fancy people. And I tried to enjoy it and I just thought it was too pretentious.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to enjoy the pétanque and the pastis and all of these kind of traditional southern French joys of life without the pretense.
Sanary has all this. That way they do play pétanque. It's a serious business. And and pastis, and they have fantastic food, but it's just so genuine.
So the trick is, the word is the Provence coast, and the specific town on the coast is Sanary, S-A-N-A-R-Y.
Yes.
Evelyn, merci bien.
Pas quoi. Au revoir.
Au revoir.